your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moye. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Mavericks Show. We're so happy to have you back here this week as we count down to Super Bowl 43, presented by Bank America at Raymond James Stadium. 25 days, 22 hours, 25 minutes, 54 seconds to Super Bowl 53. And tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about what that's going to mean to Tampa Bay itself. But before we get into that, I want to acknowledge two of our Sports Maverick All-Star Winners of the Year. As you know, we count down every week until Super Bowl, the actual winners of our All-Star. And again, I want to name James Harrison, Steelers linebacker Harrison, voted AP Defensive Player of the Year. Now, remember, James Harrison came on the scene as an undrafted agent coming from Kent State. And the interesting story about James is that he actually was let go three times by the Pittsburgh Steelers and one by Baltimore. It took him four chances to come back and be a star. Talk about tenacity. Talk about working towards a goal in that respect. Our kudos go out to him. But before we talk a little bit about what he did out there, let's talk about his family. Family, very strong, believed in him, always supported him in the games. No matter what happened with his career, they were there. And family is always what we say is very important. So again, kudos out to Mama Harrison. Your boy has made it. Now, linebacker had a career high of 16 sacks, setting the team record, led the NFL with career high 7 forced fumbles to beat out Dallas's DeMarcus Ware and Ballantyne by the nationwide panel of 50 sports writers and broadcasters, which was announced on Monday. Now, again, this is nothing new to the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you go all the way back, he becomes the fifth Pittsburgh Steeler to win that award. First, it was Joe Green in 1974, Mel Blunt, Jack Lambert, of course, and now he is going to join those ranks. So again, kudos, of course, go out to James Harrison, and I'm going to put it in the words of his fellow linebacker, which is James Ferrier, and his former backup, Joy Porter. James Harrison thinks nothing but football. His attitude is football. He believes the harder he hits, the better football he plays. His work ethics is untestable. And again, thank you so much. Congratulations to James Harrison. All right, folks, we also have on our slate is a high school standout, and he comes from Ohio. He is going to be finishing his high school years and 3 years. His name is C.J. Barnett. He played recently at the Under Armour game that was featured at the Citrus Bowl January the 4th. And, of course, that was the black and white team, and they were trounced. The actual white team trounced the black team. The score was 27-7, and that, again, is attributed to the efforts of C.J. Barnett. C.J. Barnett is about 6'1", 175 pounds. He has 60 tackles last year, 3 interceptions, 1 forced fumble, and first-team all-conference, first-team Southwest Ohio. And he has already given a commitment to Ohio State. So, folks, he is a Buckeye. And again, C.J. Barnett, that is our Sports Maverick All-Star Elite Athlete High School of the Year Award winner. Now, folks, we talked about the Super Bowl. I want to get into the Super Bowl itself. Around the Super Bowl week, there's a lot of activities, and we've got a great opportunity coming out because the Snoop Bowl is coming to Tampa. And I have a guest with me tonight. His name is Thaddeus Bullard. He's from Capture Entertainment. He is the co-founder of that firm, and I'm going to bring him on to talk to us a little bit about the Snoop Bowl. Welcome to the show, Thaddeus.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, Thaddeus, before we get into the Snoop Bowl, I just want to throw some accolades out at you. You've been in sports for a long, long time, and I understand from a very, very early age that you turned to football as a major motivation for us. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Well, growing up, I had a few issues, like most kids that come from the inner city. I had issues with my temper, and got the great opportunity to go to a place called the Florida Sheriff's Warriors Ranch up in Live Oak, Florida, and really gave me an opportunity to turn my life around. I was only supposed to be there for 18 months, but I ended up going out for football my freshman year, and I actually kind of liked it. So and my head coach, Mike Pittman, wouldn't give me an opportunity to quit. So I ended up staying up there all 4 years and leaving there with a lot of accolades, one of the top defensive linemen in the country, Parade All-American, USA Today, and so forth. And had a great opportunity to go to the University of Florida, which is playing for the national championship on Thursday, which everyone knows.
Of course, of course. Well, tell me about what your experience was like at Florida, because you won a scholarship.
Right.
So from a bad situation, you turn it into an opportunity to success for yourself and was able to go to a fine school, like University of Florida, on a scholarship. Again, what did that feel like when you won that scholarship?
It felt great. You know, definitely coming from a person that thought that I thought my ticket was going to be basketball, but I realized very early on that I wasn't going to be tall enough and my ball handling skills wouldn't be that great. Good enough to be a point guard, which guys like Tracy McGrady and LeBron James are 6'8", and they're doing what they're doing, and I'm barely tipping at 6'4". So football was a great avenue for me to one, learn how to be a better person, learn how to work. Our high school coach, you know, definitely stressed work and dedication, and just going to the University of Florida, I definitely had some hurdles. Going in there with the NCAA taking away my first year eligibility, even though I graduated with high honors from high school. But my motto became then at that point just make lemonade, how to take the lemons and make lemonade, and ended up being able to graduate in 3 years and get my degree in under 3 years and be in grad school my senior year. And I was vice president of student government at the University of Florida, over a $9.1 million budget, and had a very big hand in helping the student population of 45,000 at the time of bringing in concerts and plays and speakers and everything else under the sun to make sure that all students at that school during my term would definitely have the funnest experience that they could have.
And I understand that you are a member of the university's sort of Blue Key Club, which is the most prestigious student leadership award, and then a university presidential recognition for a member, and then also a member of a fraternity. So you really had a good college life as well as a sports life.
Right. Well, I just, my whole time when coming through high school, you know, when you're a big man on campus, you know, people term you as that, the big man on campus, the football player, and I just knew early on that I wanted to be so much more than just known as a football player. I wanted to be a person that got into the business world at an early age and had I have always had a business drive. And so the same competitive fire and desire and preparation that I used to play and to play the game of football over the past several years is the same thing that I bring, the same intensity and attitude that I bring towards what I'm doing out today.
It's fabulous. Well, you know, we're very pleased to have you, and I understand that your baby is this Capture Entertainment. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Capture Entertainment is a company that we actually have five different things under the Capture LLC label, but Capture Entertainment is kind of my baby of the five. What we wanted to do is build a brand of entertainment and productions and event coordination that would not only be profitable, but also be charitable. Everything that we do, our goal is to donate 20% of the proceeds of everything that we do, regardless of what city we're in, back to a local charity, because I feel like that was one of the things that helped me going through the Boys Ranch and all the charitable efforts that were given at that time that I didn't even know about were resources that helped me be a better person, be a better individual, pay the salaries of the people that were counseling me and teaching me throughout that time. So it gave me a great opportunity and a greater sense of family and community. And that's one of the things, that's the basic principle of...
Behind every great man is always a great woman. I understand that you're married and you have two beautiful children. And I'm sure your wife obviously has contributed a lot to your success in working with you in the business in that respect. But you've got a lot of things on the table right now, planning. I mean, Tampa's obviously the host of the Super Bowl 43, and you're in the thick of this. Tell us a little bit about your participation.
Well, you know, with over time, I've been able to meet some wonderful people through football and through business, and you know, several people approached me about the opportunity to put some things together to help, you know, bring some great things to the Tampa Bay area, as well as, you know, be some profitable yet charitable events as well. And so I've partnered up now. We got the guys like Max Starks that play with me at Florida. Mike Allstott is going to be my celebrity head coach for the Snoop Bowl, you know, Michael Clayton from the Buccaneers, Kevin Carter, Andre Johnson from the Houston Texans. So there are numerous guys around the league that have really wanted to put their stamp, you know, their stamp on what I'm doing and what we are bringing to the table as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. And I definitely want out of it all to come out that we are making it beneficial to everyone that's involved.
Well, I'm going to sort of take a backdrop here, and I want you to get into a little bit about the history of the Snoop Bowl and what does it mean to Tampa to have the Snoop Bowl actually come to Tampa. Just share with us the history of the Snoop Bowl.
Well, Snoop started the Snoop Youth Football League 6 years ago. A lot of people don't know about it. He doesn't really publicize it that much, but now that his show Fatherhood has come out, I mean, that's something that's been brought to the forefront about what he's doing. Everybody can't afford to play Pop Warner League or Super Midget League football because of the prices. So the thing that he did is he developed a league, the Snoop Youth Football League, to basically support those kids that did not have the money to play in the other leagues. So he sponsors about 2,500 kids that he pays for them to play football. They got to have good grades, good attitude, good behavior in school and at home. And I think that's very admirable to a guy that has done almost everything that you could possibly do in life. He's seen a lot of highs and lows. The Snoop Youth Football League, they actually have a website, Snoop Youth Football League. .com, and you can go on there and see some of the history of the teams. But in 2001, he started doing what they call the Snooper Bowl. He was challenged, you know, by a local guy, actually an NFL guy at the time, that played with the Jaguars, and you know, he said he wanted to get his best team in Jacksonville to play against Snoop's team. He told Snoop to put together his best team, so. Snoop coaches the team, so he has a whole league to pull kids from.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now, but I want to come back and talk more about this. We're just getting in, talking about the Snoop Bowl, and talking about the beginning. Of course, you heard of Snoop Dogg. Well, Snoop Bowl is coming to Tampa for the Super Bowl 43. We'll be back in three. This is Ida Moya, your host, and we will see you shortly.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, The Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Golf is not just a game, it's a global industry. If you're a PGE, that's professional golf enthusiast, tee off every Tuesday on The Green with Lounge 19. We'll feature interviews and tips from fascinating industry leaders, as well as take you to some of golf's most intriguing locales. Finally, an in-depth, interactive show that takes on the game and business of golf, as it is today and tomorrow. On The Green with Lounge 19, featuring your host Glenn Yopis, is heard live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Sports, IntensitySportsRadio.com, and Lounge19.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. It's Ida Moyer, and we are talking with Thaddeus Bullard. He is the co-founder of Capture Entertainment and Production, and he is in Tampa counting down to Super Bowl 43. I think we've got 25 days, 22 hours, 16 minutes, 52 seconds to Super Bowl 43. Let's welcome Thaddeus back to the show. Welcome back to the show, Thaddeus.
Hello, I'm back.
Well, Thaddeus, you know, we were talking about the events that are going to take place during the Tampa Bay, you know, Super Bowl event. And, of course, you're engaged right now in a lot of the activities, particularly the Snoop Bowl. And, again, you were telling us about how this got started and alluded to the fact it started off as a challenge, but also from a vision that Snoop Dogg, the rapper, had was to basically make sure that all kids, regardless of money, that they had access to the sport of football, to sum it up, which we think that's very admirable. Now, share with us your vision, because evidently you had a vision when you started Capture Entertainment. You wanted to bring something special to the entertainment field. Of course, you know, you've been a football player, you've been a coach, you're a businessman, you're a family man, personal trainer, a motivation speaker, and a certified teacher, and also with extensive experience in state and local police, I mean, in politics. So tell me, your vision was to capture all these things in this company and to basically service all those entities as well?
Yes, it's basically, I mean, in a sense, my vision for this is to implement all the things that I've learned from a football side, a charitable side, a political side, and a business side, and most importantly, a spiritual side, and put it all together to come up with something that I've gotten I have a God-given ability to give. Everybody has an inherent ability to give. It's whether they choose to do so or not. Given your resources, given your intellect, given your athletic ability, whatever it may be, to lend to a person to help them move on to the next level and whatever it is that they want to do. So my clear vision at this point for Capture is to put on events that can help bring people from all walks of life together. I don't want to limit, an event to a certain race, class, or gender. I want it to be a case where it's about really truly about bringing people together, and it's the same way with Snoop. That's one of his big things, is bringing everybody together. It doesn't matter what color you are, race you are, how much money you have or don't have. it's about coming together for a good cause.
Seeking diversity, good cause, and what you're saying here. Seeking diversity. Now, of course, this event, the Snoop Bowl, is going to take place on what day? And how can people get tickets if they want to attend?
Snoop Bowl is going to take place on January 31st at 1 p.m. at Gaither High School, which is located in Tampa, Florida. And they can purchase tickets at Capture, CAPTURE-Events, EVENTS.com. And they can just click on the Snoop Bowl logo, and they'll be able to buy tickets right then and there. I will say that the ticket price at this point right now is $15. If you get your ticket price bought before January the 11th, after the 11th, it'll go up to $20, just because we did a pre-sale from Christmas Day all the way through to the 11th. So I'd encourage everyone, if you definitely know you want to save money, and especially in this economy, that price includes parking, so you don't have to worry about parking when you get there as well.
Well, folks, you're hearing it, the parking, everything. So what can they see when they come? What are they expected to see? Because we've got two teams that are going to be pitted together. Talk about the team, because the Snoop kids are coming from California, are they not?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And so
yes.
You're now, you have a group that was put together in Florida as well, correct?
Right, correct.
It really is going to be California and Florida going at it, right?
Well, Tampa Bay area, and when I say area, I'll extend the area as long as the kid can make the practices during the week. We definitely want to win. Snoop definitely knows we want to win. Traditionally, the theme has been for an NFL team to be represented, because Snoop's favorite team is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and so his team is the Steelers and has been the Steelers for the past 6 years. Even in his league, they're the Steelers. But this year, we kind of wanted to put a different twist on it. You know, me and him talked a couple of weeks ago and just decided that, you know, we need to start, if it is about the kids and these kids are at an age that we need to start telling them about education. And so in order to go to the NFL, you have to get your grades. You have to be educated to get a scholarship. You have to go to college. And so this year's team is going to pit what he thought was the number one team in the country, which is the USC Trojans, and who I know is the number one team in the country, regardless of what happens on Thursday, with the Florida Gators. And we are going to have a USC versus Florida baby national championship / Super Bowl down here. Nike has stepped up to the plate. They're doing both teams' uniforms, and it should be very, very exciting. It's a celebrity event. Everything that Snoop does is a celebrity event. So guys like Deion Sanders, P. Diddy, Will Ferrell. I mean, the list is endless when it comes to celebrities, obviously, that come from the West Coast or come from the music and film industry. They're definitely going to be a lot of them in the house, and we are very excited about putting on a great show for them.
Sounds like we're finally going to get that dream game that the sports writers have always wanted to see happen, was to see if, in fact, the USC, being that they consider that as the best school in the West, and,
right,
of course, you know, partial to the Gators, the best school in the SEC, and probably the country, hopefully. But this should be very, very exciting. I mean, this is USC versus University of Florida, vice versa. That should get a lot of excitement going and a lot of fans turning towards that, because we know there's a lot of people who have attended University of Florida. They love their football, and USC, same thing. Well, so that's going to be exciting. So are there other events that you're putting on during that week that you want to share with our guests out there?
Yes, we're having a celebrity cruise on that Friday evening. It's a sunset cruise that we're doing. It goes out from Channel Side, which is where everything is going on at, pretty much for the most part. It goes out at, it boards at 5 o'clock, leaves at 5:45. It's a two-hour cruise. All you can eat, all you can drink, like a cocktail hour. We partnered up with the Lightning, the Tampa Bay Lightning, which is a local hockey team here, NHL team. And, you know, you can come right off of the boat and go to the hockey game, or you can come off the boat and go to Bud Bowl, which is Snoop is actually the performing artist at Bud Bowl. And all of these things are right there located in Channelside. So for one ticket, it'll get you on into maybe two or three events, depending on what you chose to do that evening. That Friday evening. And then that Saturday, obviously, is the game at 1 o'clock. And then that evening, we're going to have a celebrity party, Super Bowl kickoff party, basically leading into the Super Bowl. Dougie Fresh, who's a world-renowned DJ, is going to be hosting this event along with several other NFL and Major League Baseball stars as well as celebrities as well. So and that's going to be taking place at the Downtown Hyatt, which is also right downtown and actually one of the host hotels of the NFL. The commissioner and those individuals are staying in that hotel. So it's going to be a pretty fun-filled weekend, a very busy weekend for me, but I'm very excited about everything that we're doing. And again, you know, the game, the Snoop Bowl game is actually a full charity game, so there won't be any proceeds made from that as far as for-profit. It all goes to the four charities that we've decided on, plus a couple of others, the Children's Cancer Center of Tampa Bay, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, All of Sports Community Service, and the Mike Allstott Family Foundation, as well as the Snoop Youth Football League. We're very excited about being able to give and have an event that we can do that with. And again, even with the boat ride and as well as the party, we're going to call it Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl after party, celebrity after party. You know, we'll definitely still be donating some proceeds to the unnamed charities to be named in the coming.
Well, obviously, this is a great opportunity to have a lot of fanfare, see a lot of old friends, and also it's a great opportunity for charities. Tell me how you selected those charities, because I've got an email here from Gladys Jensen. She wants to know how next year she could actually participate with you. So tell us how those charities were selected, and specifically, were they dear to your heart?
Right. Well, the Mike Allstott Family Foundation, if you come to Tampa or when you come to Tampa, you see so many things that they do with tennis tournaments, fishing tournaments, all these things to do to raise money for various charities around not just in St. Petersburg and Tampa, but the whole surrounding Tampa Bay area. And so, you know, with him being our celebrity coach, it just made it only fitting for his charity to be one of the receiving charities. The Children's Cancer Center, my grandmother passed away from cancer. We have a very, very big heart for cancer and the research of it as well as the resources, and they've been doing great work here for over 30 years, and I feel like it was a great mixture of what we were trying to do and getting these kids an opportunity to come out and see some things because, they are important. All Sports Community Service is a program set up specifically to help kids that want to go to college but don't have the resources once they get there. All Sports Community Service helps fund them, give them money, even though they're on scholarship, but give them some spending change, you know, money to come home, gas money to come home, stuff like that. Because kids are, you know, when you go to college and you're an athlete or a non-athlete, you need.
And that's for the all sports. We're going to come back after our break here. We're going to keep talking about these charities that Capture Entertainment is actually supporting during the Super Bowl 43. And why essentially that this is a great time to give, even though you hear all the bad news out there. We'll take our break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, two minutes here. It's Adam Oye, your host.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, The Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Muscular Development presents Noble Radio, bringing you the latest news, gossip, and controversy from the world of bodybuilding. Uncensored, uncompromised, and unrestrained in true MD style. Hosted by the infamous Muscle Mob, Larry Pepe, John Romano, and Dave Palumbo. Welcome top IFBB professional bodybuilders, industry insiders, and characters you won't find anywhere else every week. Noble Radio broadcasts each Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. If you've ever wondered what the Stern Show would sound like if Howard was a bodybuilding fan, then tune in and find out. Noble Radio, uncensored, uncompromised, unrestrained.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They eat a bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyet. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyet. We are still counting down to Super Bowl 43. 25 days, 22 hours. How about 2 minutes and 32 seconds to Super Bowl 43? We have been talking this evening with Thaddeus Bullard. He's the co-founder of Capture Entertainment and Productions, and they're out of the Tampa Bay area and getting ready for the big Super Bowl week and hosting this year the Snoop Bowl. And we were talking about the charities that, in fact, that supports. I want to welcome Thaddeus back to our show. Welcome back to the show, Thaddeus.
Hello.
Thaddeus, it's so good to have you again tonight. You know, we've been hearing so much about how everybody is suffering with recession and things like that. And, of course, you know, here we have this big, great event that's coming called the Super Bowl, and it is something for people to get excited about and to do something good. And I think your organization is a good example of reaching out to charities and making sure that you do spread the wealth around. Tell me, did you learn that at home? Is that something that you just picked up along the way? Because that's an honorable trait.
Yeah, my family, my mom and dad are big believers in giving back. It's one of the things they taught us on early on is about community service, about community, about family. And so it's inherent pretty much in all of us. It's really hereditary through our family. And so I really have tried to place myself around people that have the same passion to do the same thing. And the best way to be associated with those things is to go to a non-for-profit place, you know, like a Children's Cancer Center, Big Brothers Big Sisters, any youth league center, Boys and Girls Club. It's several out there that are just phenomenal people. They're not in it for the money. They're not in it for the fame. They're in it for the cause. And that's truly what we're happy about being involved in is the cause.
Well, I've got an email here from Jess Little, and his question is that he lives in Texas, and he loves sports. He played football like yourself, never went to the pros, but he wants to know how he can use his skills to get involved and get back to the community. He's asking us to tell him how he could get started because he loves entertainment. He never thought about getting involved in it, but he's listening, and he's very impressed about what you're doing. So share some wisdom out there with Jess.
Well, Jeff, I mean, first and foremost, that's very admirable of you. The first thing I would do if you're definitely interested in getting involved in the charitable aspect of business, the first thing I would do is go to an established charity and look to them to be a volunteer and figure out what it is that you can do to get involved with them. Find a cause that you're passionate about, because you'll stay there a lot longer than you would if you go there just to go, looking or seeking for to be involved in something. Go to something that's dear to you, close to your family. You know, like I say, for me, cancer, you know, took away my grandmother in 1993, and so that's something that's close to me. But it's all a matter of what you what it is that your burning desire is. If some people want to coach, I love coaching. You know, so if that's something that you, when you get taken away from the game or the game gets taken away from you, coaching, high school coaching or Part 1 elite coaching would probably be the most gratifying experience that you'll ever have.
So making that shift sometimes, staying on the periphery of it sometimes is good. And obviously coaching is a hard job. That's not an easy job. Using all the skills that you have. So Jeff, there you have it. You know, he's speaking out to you there. I have another email, and it's coming from Carol Thomas. And Carol Thomas says that her son is 12 years old. He's playing football. He's getting ready, of course, to aspire to, you know, go on to high school and play. He's a good standout player. But she says that she wants him to do his academics first. And is she being selfish by asking him to do academics versus doing sports, because they're having a real tough time with that?
Right. My mom and dad really believed in academics. They would take sports away from us if we were not doing what we needed to do in the classroom. My experiences in coaching, sometimes if you do take sports away from an individual, that'll lead them right out into doing something that you don't really want them to do, getting on drugs or being involved in gang violence or whatever it may be. And not every kid is like this. Every situation is different. But understand, no matter what kind of background you come from, education is always going to be important, because that's the only thing that you're going to have to fall back on when you can't run, when you can't pass, when you can't pitch, when you can't catch. So I admire, you know, that parent that is willing to take away the sports aspect to institute the academic aspect, because you definitely can't have sports without academics. But also too, there's got to be a way. A lot of times that it depends on the coaches that you have around the kids too. If they're stressing academics and they're stressing discipline and doing the right things and everything in between, then that can help you, because you can go to that coach. I know I've had plenty of parents come to me and say, you know, Coach Willard, he won't listen to me. Maybe he'll listen to you. You know, and sometimes he will, because he knows the end result is he won't be getting much playing time, and he's going to be getting punished at practice. And the biggest way I know for, as a coach, to send a message is put a kid on the bench. Well, as a parent, the biggest way you can send a message is put a kid on the bench. Take something away from him, other than the television and the PlayStation 2 or whatever it may be. Make him earn the right to be on that field, because it's not a right, it's a privilege.
Okay, you're hearing that right there. And one more email here, and this is actually coming from Hal Johnson. And Hal has asked, he said he's looking at your profile on Capture Entertainment, and he says that you were a good Gator, a Goodwill Gator Award in 98, 99, and 2000 for community service and involvement. What exactly is that?
I'm sorry, I just missed that.
He said that you were a Goodwill Gator in 1998, 1999, and 2000, and he's not familiar with what that is. And he says for community service and involvement.
Right.
And share that with him, exactly what you got that award for.
Well, in the spring, every year in the spring, it's a coach's award, and Coach Burry gave away awards, most improved defensive lineman, most improved whatever. Goodwill Gator Award is an award that goes to the student athlete of each sport that goes out and does the most community work and is very involved in the community. I'm the first, and as I know it, up to this point, the only person to win it, you know, consecutive years. And, you know, that was one of the things, again, like I said, it's very important to me. I got into that Gainesville community. I did things to help raise money in that Gainesville community. And because of that, you know, people still remember, call me, support me when I'm doing different things in Gainesville and the surrounding areas because of that. And, you know, I'm very grateful for each and every opportunity that I've gotten at the University of Florida.
It sounds like University of Florida was really a mainstay for you and really gave you a lot of great opportunities. I want to digress a little bit here and talk a little bit about some of your actual members of your firm. Tell us a little bit about some of your members of your firm and exactly what they bring to the table that's making it such a fantastic organization in the Tampa area and throughout the country.
Well, Kent Seltzer is my other co-founder. We don't believe in putting titles as president and vice president because it's not about that for us. But Kent Seltzer is a guy that I met through the construction industry. I shared my vision with him. He shared his vision with me. He's been very successful in construction, highway, road, and building construction. And he's a family guy. He's a guy that knows about, you know, what it takes to work. And so, you know, it was a great. He's also a University of Florida graduate, and so that made it even better for me. Chris Garrido is our director of media and public relations. I met Chris in college, and he used to interview me and many others during college. He actually he was an award-winning sports anchor. He won an Emmy for his work, which I thought was pretty cool because he showed it to me and. The same thing everybody else gets, and I just didn't think, you know, a guy or any guy. I thought it was just really for Hollywood, but yeah. I went over to a place called Tampa Digital Studios, and that their guy had an Emmy there too. So I was pretty. But Chris is a very passionate guy about giving back. He works over at the Huntington Learning Center, and he's started an after-school tutoring program that services over 500 kids. So when you talk about giving back, that's very admirable. And then Caesar,
these are 500 underprivileged children.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, tutoring to underprivileged. It's free tutoring. Yes, this is not
free tutoring. Okay.
Yeah.
And where is that program located at?
It's located in Newport Richey.
Okay.
Florida.
Okay.
And it's called the Huntington Learning Center.
All right. Okay. So folks, if you're looking for some help out there, there's a program out there.
Exactly.
Huntington Learning Center. You may want to look that up.
Yeah.
And you have an event organizer, Cesar, is it?
Cesar L. Pass. Cesar, you know, he's done a lot of things in the Latin community especially. He was the road manager for Charlie Cruz for several years. I actually got a chance. Charlie Cruz actually had one of the number one Latin albums this year in the Latin community. So to be able to be coupled with a guy like that you know has seen the road and seen the experiences and things like that. Again, Charlie's a very humble guy. Caesar's a very humble guy, and you know he's from Tampa area, so he definitely has strong ties to this community and knows, you know, just about everyone. So. It just made it easier for us to have him on board.
Have you on board. Well, listen, we're going to take our last break. We'll be back again. We're talking to Thaddeus Bullard. He is a co-founder of Capture Entertainment, and they're at the heart of Super Bowl 43 coming to Tampa. I'll be back in three. This is Adi Moye, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. We're in our last half an hour here, and we've been talking to Thaddeus Bullard. He is with Capture Entertainment. He is the co-founder, and we've been talking about this fantastic firm that's at the heart of activities there in Tampa Bay for countdown of Super Bowl 43. Folks, keep in mind, the boss is coming to town. He will be the halftime entertainment, and Rihanna will be there as well, performing for the Pepsi extravaganza. And, of course, we still have Mr. Bullard in our studio, and I want to welcome him back, and we can continue to talk as we go into our last close here. Thaddeus, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Well, Thaddeus, we got one more question for you. You did generate a lot of people actually trying to get to you here. We're getting a call directly from Ellis Grimm, and Ellis is actually calling from down in the western part of Florida, and she wants to know, number one is, what's on tap for you, you know, after the Super Bowl? What kind of great things are you going to be doing? What do you have in plan with the organization?
Yeah, well, we're working on some stuff actually to do during the All-Star weekend, as well as going out to Vegas for the fashion show. But right now...
Okay, and the All-Star is NBA All-Star?
Yes, NBA All-Star.
And where is that going to be held this time?
Actually, I would be lying to you if I told you I did. I just know there was something thrown on my desk this morning saying, hey, this is going to be the next thing that we're going to do. I haven't.
Hey, I know what you mean. So it's like that. It's like you got to get it when it's coming out. So
exactly.
Now let's just go back to your vision, because you got a lot of really great people working here. And people say that this organization is slated to be one of the biggest ones in Florida, and not only in the country, in terms of bringing a new dimension to sports activities and other activities. What other type of activities will you be engaging in? I mean, do you do weddings? Do you do concerts? Do fashion shows? So if someone was interested in hiring you, that's more or less what I'm asking you. Do they simply submit an idea to you, and then you just simply give them a proposal? What happens?
Right. With some cases, like one we just met with some guys today, they have a vision, and they have financial backing to want to do football camps and baseball camps and stuff like that during the summer, but they don't really have the means to do those other things as far as resources. So, as far as people that are in place that can make these things happen, I've worked a down and dirty camp down in the Daytona Beach area. I've ran a camp with another guy, a friend of mine named Larry Capasso. It's actually a high school team tackle football camp where, you know, because in Florida you can't have 2-a-days that long, or if you can, you know, it's got a lot of restrictions. So we wanted to have a team camp where different teams from different parts around the state could come and practice and scrimmage against each other for 4 days. You have 10 practices. And so that's really, if I had anything to put my fingerprint on, that would be the next thing that we're going to be working on for this upcoming summer, is to get our football camps going throughout the summer so that teams and coaches can have a fair chance to evaluate their players and give their team, their guys, a chance to have an experience, again, that they probably wouldn't, that they definitely will remember from their high school years.
Absolutely. Now, how important is it for an aspiring football player who's hoping, you know, to be a standout in high school, a standout in college? How important is it for them to get those fundamental camps like that? How important are those camps?
It's very important. I've had probably about 6 years I've coached, I've probably had about 6 or 7 kids get scholarships because of the fact that they were going to those developmental camps over the summer. You know, it's sad, but it's true. There are a lot of coaches that teach what they know, and that's it. A lot of coaches do go, and they go to coaching clinics and try to learn and things like that to make themselves better coaches so that they can be better teachers of the game of football. And when it really comes down to it, the game of football is really not that hard to teach. That's why most great teachers can go out and make the transition, if they're a great teacher, onto the playing field, because they understand how to teach, how to break down teaching in regards to learning capacity, in regards to athletic ability. And so when you go to these fundamental camps, a lot of them you have the opportunity to get the basic techniques, the basic draws that you need in order to be a successful player. And nobody really focuses on fundamentals in the heat of the moment and things like that. But if you do a lot of technique work during practice, your coaches are preaching technique and tempo, then there's a good chance that you're going to be a better athlete/player than the most, because you're focusing on the small things. And that's what a lot of these camps do in the off season, is get you to focus on the small things.
Now, I've got another question coming in from Temple Lacey, and she says that her son was starting to receive letters from schools. And he wanted to go to a Pacific school, but she told him he should entertain all schools before he picks a college. How important is that for you to shop your colleges before you declare that that's a school or commit to a school?
Well, it's very important. Actually, I didn't commit to anyone early. The NCAA allows 5 visits. I took all 5 of my visits. I got letters, you know, starting in 9th grade. And I got offers, scholarship offers in my junior year. And so I would definitely advise that individual, parent and player, to exhaust all resources when it comes to the recruiting process, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Once you get on whatever campus you're going to go to, you're just another number, and you have to prove yourself all over again. And so to enjoy the recruiting process, it can definitely be a hectic time for some, and then for some it can be a very exciting time, because they're getting ready to embark on the next chapter of their lives, and actually getting college coaches like Bobby Bowden or Urban Meyer or Pete Carroll and Bobby Stoops and so on and so forth coming down to your house and eating dinner at your home. That's pretty exciting for a kid, you know, that watches them on, and a parent, for them seeing them on TV week in and week out. So I would definitely say make sure that you get clear through the NCAA clearinghouse, because that is one of the biggest hurdles that a lot of athletes have, is the clearinghouse. It's supposedly set up for the athlete, but in my opinion, it's not. I've been very vocal and open about it and my feelings towards it. But it's a process that you have to go through, so you might as well start sending your transcripts and things like that and staying on top of that stuff, and don't wait to the last minute, because then colleges will start trickling off. Those same colleges that are recruiting you now, if you're not going through the NCAA clearinghouse process, those offers will start dwindling down, because they're going to have to go with kids that have already gone through the process. So
now, again, when you talk about the NCAA clearing process, where can they go to get that information so they can be sure to find that? Is there NCAA.org available?
I believe so. I think it's NCAAClearinghouse.org, but they can also go to their high school counselor, and the high school counselor should have that information readily available for any athlete, whether they be a football, basketball, any athlete, any sport, because all athletes have to go through that clearinghouse. It's a process that everyone has to go through. So I would first start by going to my guidance counselor of my high school, and then from there you set up an appointment so that they can walk you through the process, because they should be very well versed in that area.
Getting down to that. Well, folks, you're hearing it out there. There is some type of system that you can follow. Try NCAA.org or NCAAClearinghouse.org. It is nonprofit, and they don't charge you for free information. Make sure you stay on top of that. Well, folks, we're coming to the end. It's another great action-packed show. We will be basically coming back to you next week, and we'll be talking again about more of our Sports Maverick winners of the year. Again, this is Ida Moyer, and I want to thank Thaddeus Bullard, the co-founder of Capture Entertainment, for visiting us, and go to his website, www.capture-events.com. Am I correct with that, Thaddeus?
Yes, www.capture-events.com.
Okay, folks, you have it. And if you have any questions, you can always email us at the show and let us know. Thank you for your questions. Keep them coming. We will talk again with you next week. And remember, kiss that athlete whether they win or lose. Talk to you later. Bill signing out. Good night.
Thank you for joining Ida Moyer and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.